So when the Jews thought about praise, they thought about it in terms of the sacrifices of the tabernacle. Leviticus chapter 7 gives the instructions for an offering known as the peace offering. This was an offering given to thank the Lord for his great blessings, not only upon the individual person, but upon the nation. It was an expression of faith and love and thanksgiving, the peace offering. It offered the one giving the offering the opportunity to worship the Lord and to rejoice with the priest of God. This verse tells us that this is a command for his praises. It was a shared offering. Portion burned on the altar, and a portion being given to the priest. The peace offering was a free will offering. It was always given out of a heart of gratitude. It was always given out of a heart of thankfulness and love for God. As New Covenant Christians, we are no longer required to observe the Levitical offerings. But we still have an obligation to offer our praises to the Lord for who he is and for all that he has done for us. Hebrews 13:15 says, through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Who is him? Through Christ. Jesus, our God and our Savior, our Lord and our Deliverer. Let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. When you acknowledge the name of God, you're acknowledging his character, his nature, his essence, his being, what he is, and who he is. Psalmist says, praise the Lord. Praise, this word refers to a price or the value of something. We praise, we understand, and we worship according to the value or the worth of God to us. That's why we call it worship. This really means worth. Worthy of praise. He has worth and value to us. And whatever you place value in, that's what you're going to run after. That's what you're going to invest in. That's what you're going to surrender your life to. That which you value, esteem, and honor. So when we're praising God, we're just not using our lips. We're expressing our heart's desire for what we value. Your praise says a lot about how much you value the Lord. If you esteem him as worthy, you will find ways to render praises to him and to his name. We are commanded in this verse, praise the Lord. We're commanded in this verse to praise him both now and forever. So how do we praise the Lord? Well, there are a plethora of ways to praise the Lord, but I want to lay down just a few. Point A here. We praise him with shouting. Shouting. We're shouting of his great deeds, his great works that he has done in our lives. Raising our voices and his nature. This is essence. This is being. Like love, justice, righteousness, peace. It's a part of who he is. And everything he does is good, even judgment. We don't think of judgment as good. We don't think it's bad. Well, when God does it, it's good. When God sends down fire, he's sending down all who he is. Love, joy, peace, kindness. He doesn't operate in a compartment where he's acting good here and he's being bad there. That's you and me. God attributes synergize. They work together. So everything God does is good. And all that he does is good. Even when it's observed by the sinner, his goodness transcends time, places, people, and events. He is good all the time. In the face of every event in life, he is good. That may not be good what you're going through, but he's good. He is good in the light, and he is good in the dark. He is good on the mountain, and he is good in the valley. He is good in the day of blessing, and he is good in the day of pain. He is good in peace, and he is good in turmoil. He is good in life, and he is good in death. He is good in rejoicing, and he is good in weeping. He is good in shouting, and he is good in sorrow. He is good in plenty. When you have plenty, he's good. When you don't have plenty, he's still good. Come on, somebody. He is good in health, and he is good in sickness. He is good in day, and he is good in the night. He is good when I can see him. He is good when I can't see him. When I can't trace his hand, I've got to trust his heart. Why? Because he's good. I'm not good. The rich young ruler wasn't good. God is good. He is unchanging, immovable. He's undaunted and unfazed. While you're losing your mind, his mind isn't there. While you have an emotional fit, his emotions are set. When you're weak, he's still strong. When you come to your limit, he's unlimited. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I, the Lord, do not..."